Chapter 7. The Roses. The little prince walked on through the desert, and he met only one flower.
"Good morning," said the little prince.
"Good morning to you," said the flower.
"Where are all the people?"
the little prince asked.
"People? I don't know," said the flower. "I see people sometimes, but they're difficult to find. They move with the wind, you know. Flowers stay in one place, but people move around. Life is difficult for them, I think."
"Goodbye,"
said the little prince.
"Goodbye to you," said the flower.
The next morning, the little prince walked up a high mountain.
"I will be able to see the whole planet and all the people from the top," he thought.
But he only saw more mountains from the top of the mountain.
"Hello!"
he shouted.
"Hello! Hello! Hello!"
answered the echo.
"Who are you?"
asked the little prince.
"Who are you? Are you? Are you?"
answered the echo.
"Please be my friends," the little prince said. "I'm very lonely. I'm very lonely, lonely, lonely,"
answered the echo.
"What a strange planet," thought the little prince. "You can't see the people, and they aren't very intelligent. They don't answer you. They say your words again. At home, I had my flower, and she always spoke to me."
He walked away from the mountains, and after a long time, he came to a road.
"Maybe I will see some people now," he thought.
And then he saw a garden. In the garden, there were thousands of flowers.
"Hello,"
he said.
"Hello to you," they said.
The little prince looked at the flowers and he was very surprised. They all looked the same as his special flower on his planet.
"Who are you?"
he asked them.
"We are roses,"
they told him. He was surprised and very sad. Now he knew. His flower was a rose, and she was not special because there are thousands of roses. He fell on the ground and he cried. Then the little prince heard a voice.
"Good morning," it said.
He looked up, but he could not see anyone.
"Good morning,"
he said.
"Where are you?"
"I'm here, under the apple tree," said the voice.
"I can see you now,"
said the little prince.
"Who are you? You're very beautiful."
"I'm a fox," said the fox.